they're all okay, so that's good. Hopefully we'll hear them later in the week anyway. And yes, Ewan, getting driving the motorbike and singing, you wouldn't get away with it. I don't even think the guy wore a helmet, because we used to watch him going up the hill. I don't think he wore a crash helmet, but it was about 60 years ago, maybe more. So I don't think it was quite as tightly regulated as it is now, was it? But, yeah, all good stuff. Anyway, is there anyone else who would like to join us winding down the weekend? If you've been listening, you'll know the quality of the conversation, and you'll be very, very welcome to join us if you'd like to call in. And if you would, then please do so now.
North 7, Charlie Delta Alpha.
6 Alpha, Tango Charlie.
Thank you for joining us. I don't know if we've had you on this net before. It's great to hear you. How are you today? You've got Ewan, M7WA, John, M6RWW, and Don, M0CZU, plus me at the end. So, how are you doing, and how's your weekend been from G6EOY?
Well, I heard two people there by the way.
CDA, would you like to go ahead, Dougie, and then I'll call in the other station, which I didn't hear, I'm afraid. Back to you.
G7CDA, yeah, I wasn't sure whether it was to me, because I didn't hear what he said, because somebody called him. Well, not really. I just want to put an alternative view across on the P100, because I prefer it how it is now. Flashing doesn't really bother me. I like the way that the signal region sort of fades away. I think that's quite nice, which you didn't do before. On the first version, angle mode, because you couldn't hear anything, it was silent. You just had to watch for the little line going up, and then it was a tough voice to tell. Now you've got the choice. Either prioritising one of them, always hearing that one when they... Or you can have the first. That's a much more useful combination. I prefer it now a lot, actually. And I didn't see the angle mode. In the old way, Rob, because I never used it because I thought it was too tight. And if you came up, you just saw the line go up. And a couple of other things as well, especially if you got quite early firmware, the multiple savings of channels. Plus, back now, which you never had before, and that's what everybody's been crying out for since the ST-8800-8900, you can get banks of channels now, which you couldn't do on any of the early firmware, because everybody cried out for it, wanted it. It was there. I much prefer it. It seems more robust, programming it as well. So that's just my opinion. I found Rob, I've no idea whether it's even around Robin, or if it is, who I'll pass it to anything. I'll pass it back to you. I've got a few things to visit. So I won't stop on. We'll be listening. It's about to hear on G6EOY, Golf 7, Charlie.
G6EOY returning. Well, thanks for that, Dougie. And I guess we're all different in what we like, aren't we? And I think it's probably just a case that I got used to it as it was, and it's different. So it's taken me a little while to get used to the new version. I have to admit, I don't use the banks. There's probably an awful lot on this radio that I don't use, to be honest. So I really probably need to start watching a few YouTube videos and really start getting into the other things that it can do. I don't know. I can't like the flashing lights, that does bother me in the background there. I wish they hadn't done that, I don't know why it does that. If you could turn that off, I think I would be very happy with it. But I suppose I'll get used to it. And, yeah, it is a brilliant radio. I do love it. So thanks for your time on that, and thanks for calling in. Might catch you on squirrels tomorrow. You never know. So thanks for calling in, and I understand that you're busy, so we'll understand if you don't come back again. But it's good to have you listening in the background anyway. So 73, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is Golf 6 Echo Oscar Yankee. Rob, was there anybody else calling in at the same time as Dougie there? If there was, would you like to go again, please?
N6 ATC Kurt in Arizona.
T60OY turning. Yes, Kurt, thank you. I got the second half of your call sign. I wonder if you could give it me again twice, please. Hearing is not the best. And I just missed the beginning of your call sign. I did recognise your voice, though. So, anyway, welcome to the net. Would you like to go again and just give me a call sign again at the beginning before you start? This is G6EOY, passing it back again. Good evening, Kurt. Well, good afternoon, Kurt. And over to you.
Hello, Rob. It's N6, November 6, Alpha Tango Charlie. And good afternoon or good evening to you. As someone pointed out, yes, we're on field day here in Arizona, actually all over the United States. And I'm not participating this year. I'm busy with my house. I've put in some new electrical outlets.
Why from G6EOY. Back to you, Ewan.
Echo Oscar Yankee, Mike 7 Whiskey Lima Yankee, returning to the group. have a few things written down here. I'll start with Dougie there, Golf 7 Charlie Delta Alpha. His audio to me is quite painful. I couldn't really hear what he was saying. I think that means that I wish I had a radio which had the bandpass filters in it, because I don't have one that'll do that. And yeah, I found him, you obviously understood what he said. I had very little understanding of what he was saying there, because I only have cheap radios. Even my more expensive one still has that issue. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Nice to hear you there. Alpha Tango Charlie. You definitely hear that you're in a big empty room there that you're cleaning up. A lot of echo, that was nice. And another reason I would keep this handheld over any others I have, because I don't have any Yeezus or anything expensive. This one has a better front end than most of mine. My handheld, well, with my other handhelds, they're more prone to interference. I've also TID Radio H8 doesn't come stock with a working S meter. However, I modded it, and now it does, so that's good. Also, I dropped it whilst doing 50 mile an hour on my motorcycle, and it only suffered cosmetic damage. So that's. Sorry, I had to take a bit there. I dropped it 50 mile an hour on the motorcycle and it only took cosmetic damage. So, I've got to say, for, I think it cost me £35, and it does ostensibly 10 watts output, but it's probably about 8. It's the best handheld I have, so that's why I would keep this one. John, Mike 6 Romeo Whiskey, Mike 7 Whiskey Lima Yankee.
Mike 6 Romeo Whiskey, are you still with us, John? G6EOY.
nothing heard from John, G6EOY, returning. Well, it's about this time that John sometimes has to leave us, or sometimes he falls asleep, so it's one. If you're listening, John, hope you're okay. We'll leave a space for you next time round. So it'll be on to John. M0CZU Portable, Golf 6 Echo Oscar Yankee.
Golf 6 Echo Oscar Yankee, M0CZU Portable. A very, very good evening, Dougie. Thank you and Rob both for your input there. Much appreciated. And very, very good afternoon to you, Kirk. Hope that your DIY goes on okay. Yeah, Rob, I'm a little bit different than you. I think the only radio that I've ever parted with was a President Lincoln. I've still got the original Charlie Bravo radio. Well, I've got three of them that I started with. Well, the first one that I started with, the home base one that I had, and then the dual band one. I have the ST290R. What else have I got? I've got a 757, 857, an ICOM 880, which I'm not 100% keen on, I must admit. I've got just one handheld, which is the ST63, I think it is. It's 5 watts out, dual banded. And I've got the 500 here, so I've quite a few radios to. Probably the radio that I actually got, I wouldn't part with, because it was a gentleman in the next caravan. I was listening on a scanner, and he said, "I'll fetch you, you know, are you to see me?" I said, "No, I've never been." He said, "Well, I'll fetch you, and you've got an area you can use, I can see." So I said, "Yeah, thanks very much." And he brought it on the following weekend, and 3 weeks after, silent key, so it's you know, that would be very, very hard to part with. So N6 Alpha Tango Charlie, Mike 0 Charlie Zulu, you do more portable.
Golf 6
ATC, are you still with us, Kurt? G6EOY, over to you.
Sorry, Rob, I was across the room. I apologize for that. kind of have my hands full here. This is such a fascinating hobby. I've got some great radios. I think I have everything I own listed on my QRZ page. And I think my favorite thing to operate with is All-Star, just because the audio quality is so good, and I've made so many friends on the different systems. It's really, really fantastic. But my favorite radio that's the most fun to use for VHF and UHF is my ICOM 9700. It's just a fantastic 440 and 23 centimeter radio. I've not used 23, but mostly just 2 meters and 70 centimeters. But yeah, it's just fantastic. So we're lucky to have this hobby. I hope it stays the way it is. Of course, things are changing all the time. I'm currently talking to you on a Shark RF Mic 1 Kilo using no RF at all. That's just fascinating. I hesitated getting one, but now that I have it, I'm really glad that I do. So, Rob, N6 ATC, back to you, because I haven't written down the call signs for the order here yet. So, thank you very much. N6 ATC.
N6 ATC, G6EO1 returning. That's okay, Kurt. You were at the end of the list anyway, so if you just pass it to me, you're okay. No problem at all.
But we can change that if there's anyone else who'd like to join us and come in after Kurt. We've still got about 15 minutes of the net remaining. If anyone else out there would like to join us, then please call in now. Nothing heard this time. G6EOY returning. Yes, okay, Kurt. That's very interesting. We have a magazine in this country called Practical Wireless, which I subscribe to. And this month there was quite an in-depth review of that M1KE from RF. The guy who was doing the review was really singing its praises. It seems to do an awful lot, and he was very, very impressed. I'm not sure I would want one, personally, but I can see that it would be a way that you could access all the digital modes, really. And it would be a very useful app. The only downside of it for me would be that I don't think it would work with the Northwest Fusion Group. I think those particular kind of devices maybe don't do voice-wide, which is the preferred mode on Northwest Fusion Group. But it certainly seems like a very impressive piece of kit. And as I say, this person doing the review in Practical Wireless couldn't say enough good things about it. Yeah, sounds as though you've got a really good piece of kit there, and as long as you're impressed with it, that's great. And okay, on the ICOM 9700, well, I haven't got any ICOM equipment here, they certainly do seem to be very, very robust, very well made, and full of very useful facilities. So, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And Dom, okay, on never really having got rid of anything. I think a lot of us are the same, aren't we? The radios are like our friends, aren't they? We don't really want to get rid of any of them. They've all got good memories attached to them. Ewan, that one that you dropped at 50 miles an hour, I didn't make a note of what it was. It would have to be robust to be able to do that, wouldn't it? And I can see why you wouldn't get rid of it just because of that. So, Dougie, your audio was fine with me. Quite punchy, quite easy to listen to. I didn't have a problem with it at all. I don't know what was wrong with the signal. Pip. G6EOY. And Kurt, yes, I heard an echo on your signal as well. I don't know if that's something to do with the mic or if it's whereabouts you're working there, but it's not affecting the readability of your signal. We can hear you fine. And I can hear you fine, Dougie, so I don't know what's wrong there. But we'll pass it back around to you. And 7WLY, can you tell me what that radio was again, Ewan? Must be built like the proverbial. G6EOY.
Yeah, Golf 6, Echo Oscar Yankee, Mike 7, Whiskey, Lima Yankee, returns to the group. The radio is a TID radio, Tango India Delta radio, H8, Hotel 8. It fell out of my pocket and landed on one corner. I have a clear version of it as well. So I can see the crash that it left, but it's intact and never failed to work after that. Also, it's the most powerful handheld I have. Another reason that it'd be the one I keep, because I don't have a vehicle put a car radio in. My actual most powerful one is Rectivis RT95, which is in my shed at the moment. Regarding Dougie, it's possible, because I'm coming in through Golf Bravo 3 Mike Oscar, that might be an issue. Maybe there's some kind of link-up issue, I'm not sure. Also, I do know that my radios, none of my radios have any kind of audio filtering. And so I have a lot of difficulty with noise. Kurt there, he's just in a big empty, I assume he's cleaning out his garage at the moment, and yeah, he's just echoing. That wasn't criticism, I could just tell that he was in a big room with hard walls and sentiment does matter more, I agree, definitely. You don't want to get rid of a radio like that. I've only been licensed a year, so I actually don't. Also, I'm fairly poor, so nothing I bought has been incredibly expensive. And I do like the idea there that Kurt was mentioning of a radio that will function, not an RF, but it also has to be able to be a very effective RF radio as well. Because you can't rely on the internet to always be up. I mean, it's not much of a backup in case there is an emergency, if you can't do that. But yeah, definitely on board with that. I'll pass it around to John if he's still with us, otherwise it's over to Don. So Mike 6 Romeo Whiskey Whiskey, Mike 7 Whiskey Lima Yankee.
Can I just jump in, G78?
G6ELY. Did you want to jump back in, Dougie, before Don? Hope that's all right with you, Don. I'll pass it on to Don. He's probably got a comment to make. G7CDA, G6ELY in the group.
Yeah, sorry, Don. G7CDA. Just one quickie, that's all. I didn't know there was a question beginning of the night. I only had from before I came in, so that was remiss on me. What radio would you keep if you could? For me, it would have to be a 991A. Yes. Radio is still very capable, but the 721 certainly outperforms it. It works pretty well, and it'll do HF and 6, and it's got, and it'll do 60 metres. Pretty good noise reduction. These things are the best these days. They were back in. Not these days, but they're still good, still very capable, still very useful. Listen to that, you get 2 meters and 70 cents, all mode, FM, AME, and all radio, you can use PV4 FM. That's my bit of the hobby. It's the best. It's got FM mode, it gets a lot further than FM. That has been tested many times by me driving to Manchester. Used to go every day of the week. Okay, chatting to somebody in Lancaster, and on FM, I did a chapter as far as Jolly. On the end, I could go as far as Farnworth, which is about 9 miles further, so DN does work better. Signal noise ratio is perfect, right up to the ground, then you've got it. It is my favourite mode, yeah. 9918 is the best fusion radio you can get. I've got Icon radios, I've got a 5100 I've used for D-Star. The only problem with the 5100 is pretty awful when it comes to descents. They've got the repeater here and, effectively two ways really. Although the aerials aren't very big, it must be. But the 100 is quite severely affected by it. And the 901 is much better at coping with it. On FM, although you don't like my other station. I can't remember your name, sorry. But anyhow, problems are different. I wasn't aware there was an issue with it. I'll just take Golf 7, Charlie Delta Alpha, volume on the timer warning as well, which is always there. Overall, it's the best fusion radio. It does that well, it's a good receiver. It's very good on SSD, the received audio on a really good stream. is JBL Control 1. And a good night. Overall, I feel like it's going to be me. As I say, there are better HF radios, but it does it very capably. Overall, that would have to be my ego. On that note, Rob, I think you should hand it to Don, didn't you? And I shall be. 10-0 CZ Alpha listening, but get something to it.
Golf 7 Charlie Delta Alpha, M0 CZU Boardwalk. Well, everything is actually clear, Dougie. Technically understandable. It's not your usual quality that I'm used to. It sounds very much like a fan in the background, so I don't know whether you have or not, but no problem, I can understand every word you said. So if you're not coming back, Dougie, I will wish you 73 now. And yeah, it's a choice, isn't it, Rob? But I think the most robust radio that I have is the 290R. It's been knocked, battered, and all sorts. Before I got it, by the looks of it, I got it second hand when I passed me B license in 1998, and it can be used portable and batteries. The only snag is it now is it hasn't got any CTCSS in, and I do know that, you know, you could fit one, but it's only 2.5 out, and I had a little 25 watt linear amplifier with it. So with that, I'll hand it over to you, Kirk. November 6th, Alpha Tango Charlie, Mike 0 Charlie Zulu Uniform Portable, Bolton Sands.
N6ATC, are you over the other side of the room again, Kurt? G6EOY, are you coming back to us? G6EOY, returning, nothing heard this. Maybe Kurt is otherwise occupied, and I hope everything's alright, fitting main sockets there. I hope you're safe, Kurt. And if you're listening but can't get back to us, we'll look forward to hearing you again, and thanks for calling in this afternoon and giving us your contributions there. 73, Dougie, it's good to hear you tonight. Thanks for calling in. And yes, we know you like your FT991A, and I suppose you're not